More than 100 British police raided a London mosque early this morning as part of a wider investigation into the recent discovery of the deadly chemical agent ricin. 7 men were arrested in the raid, the largest operation of its kind in Britain since September 11th. NPR's Guy Raz has more from London.
At 2 in the morning, dozens of police cars raced down Seven Sisters Road on their way to the North London Mosque. Two giant helicopters hovered over the Finsbury Park neighborhood. Two giant spotlights were beamed against the building. Armed officers used battering rams and ladders to break into the mosque. Within a few minutes, 7 men were detained. Deputy Police Commander Andy Trotter spoke at a news conference this afternoon.
It was a very carefully planned operation. We briefed our officers on the sensitivity required to go in. We had Muslim police officers give them special guidance and advice about the appropriateness of our actions inside. But obviously, public safety is our number one requirement.
6 of the men arrested are North Africans. The 7th man is Eastern European. Law enforcement officials found several weapons, including a canister of tear gas, inside. Police raided the mosque after establishing a link between the men arrested this month on suspicion of possessing the toxin ricin and worshippers at the mosque.
Various leads coming from those arrests have taken us to the mosque, and hence the search for documents and people in there.
But while police declare today's raid a success, several leaders of Britain's Muslim community condemned the raid, including Ghuyasuddin Siddiqui, head of the lobbying group, the Muslim Parliament.
It is simply unacceptable that this is becoming some kind of a routine, that mosques are being raided. I mean, we had a long campaign against IRA, but we don't remember any church being raided.
As police continued their search, the mosque was closed. Regular worshippers appeared frustrated, including one man who didn't want to give his name.
The mosque, it's a holy place, should be left alone. We don't want to see the police like that every time around, chasing the Algerian people. We don't want that, and we're not comfortable about that. And this is, again, discrimination against us. And we don't like it, and we're fed up with it.
Police, though, say they had no alternative. The Finsbury Park Mosque has been under surveillance for nearly a year. Its imam, or prayer leader, Abu Hamza al-Masri, has been condemned by politicians here for expressing support for al-Qaeda in the September 11 attacks. Past worshippers include Zacharias Moussaoui, Richard Reed, and at least one of the September 11 hijackers. In a statement released earlier today, police said they believe the premises have played a role in the recruitment of suspected terrorists. Still, the imam, al-Masri, remained defiant.
Well, basically, they want to make a political issue out of it. Basically, they want to scare the public. You have to believe Tony Blair on his war against terrorism because it's here next door to you. And I think this is just propaganda.
Deputy Police Commander Andy Trotter said his officers went to great lengths to respect the sanctity of the mosque. Officers who raided the premises avoided specific places of worship and wore covers on their shoes.
We have no quarrel with the regular attendees at the mosque. We've handed out leaflets explaining our action and alternative places of worship in the interim.
Over the weekend, Britain's top law enforcement officer warned of further arrests to come. Police Commissioner John Stevens told British television that there is a large number of terrorist suspects currently living in the United Kingdom. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.